All right, this is with Bertan again. He's going to elaborate a little bit more on the last knife superstition.
Yeah, so like what happened is just like usually, I mean, you're obviously, like you would obviously prefer to give the knife, pass the knife to the other person by like, you know, putting it on a flat surface. But if there isn't one nearby and you just like don't want to leave the knife on the floor, just like, and you just pass it to the person. My grandma, for example, whenever like we have to do that kind of a thing, when she takes the knife, she just like spits on it and she like makes like starts like cooking food with it, like starts chopping onions and like chopping like carrots and stuff. So it's kind of funny, like even though like there's that kind of a superstition, she's like not that into it, but she's also like very into it. So yeah, there's that as well.
Is there a name for this belief or this superstition?
Oh, it's just like, no, but it's just like common. It's like known. Like, you don't want to like pass like a knife or like a, like, it's just like, it's like, it would hurt our relationship. Like, if you say that, everybody would like get it. It's just like commonly known.
Like symbolic.
Yeah, it's like really symbolic, but I don't think there's like any like saying for that superstition. It's just like how it's like with any other, like, I don't know, like the, what was it? Like the four leaf thing, the plant with the four leaves, like
for four-leaf clover.
Yeah, four-leaf clover, for example, is like, it's just like any sharp point, basically, kind of a thing.
Yeah, interesting. All right, thank you, Bertan.
No worries.